Ukrainian officials are claiming a victory today in the Black Sea. The government says its forces used a missile to severely damage a Russian warship off the coast of Ukraine. Meanwhile, the fight is escalating in the east as the United States promises to send another round of heavy weapons to the front lines. We're joined now by NPR's Franco Ordonez in Kyiv. Franco, welcome.
Hey, Jane.
So that damaged Russian flagship in the Black Sea, it's the same vessel that called on Ukrainian border troops defending the strategic Snake Island to surrender, only to be met with profanity. It's a notorious ship. What more do we know about this attack?
You know, we're learning more by the hour, but Ukrainian officials say they struck and damaged one of Russia's flagships. You know, right now it's seen as a major blow to Russian forces as they're trying to regroup for their next offensive in the east. Russian media acknowledged that the entire crew of the warship, called the Moskva, had to be evacuated. But interestingly, they said it was from a fire and would not acknowledge any attack or any kind of defeat.
Well, you're in Kyiv, Franco, which has started to open up after Russians pulled back to the east. I'm curious if it still feels like a capital under siege.
You know, Jane, Kyiv continues to open up a little more each day. People are returning to the city. Some shops are reopening. And I saw a couple people even riding these city scooters, you know, the shared scooters that are in a lot of major U.S. cities. You know, but of course, you can't escape the war. Half the restaurant where we ate dinner last night was filled with military. There were a lot of machine guns actually tucked in corners alongside their green jackets. And there are still sirens that go off most days and heavily guarded checkpoints, such as around the government quarter where the president's office and the parliament's office. So it's still very real.
Mm. Meanwhile, leaders of Estonia, Poland, Lithuania and Latvia traveled to Kyiv today, a journey that would have been incredibly dangerous just a few weeks ago. Tell us what they said to Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Yeah, they're the latest international leaders to visit Ukraine. You know, they went to Kyiv, but they also went to Borodyanko, where there are alleged war crimes. And they called for Putin to be held accountable. You know, the Polish president said, quote, "This is not war. This is terrorism." The Lithuanian president, he said he couldn't even describe in words what he was seeing, saying it was worse than the Nazis. You know, and their visit also followed that of visits by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. You know, and all these visits have meant a lot to the Ukrainians. And it's not just international leaders, but two U.S. lawmakers, Senator Steve Daines of Montana and Representative Victoria Spartz of Indiana, also visited Kyiv and one of these sites of alleged war crimes. And that was according to the New York Times.
Hmm. Well, President Biden is now calling the war in Ukraine a genocide, and the UN High Commissioner on Human Rights reports that 4,500 civilians have been killed or injured in Ukraine. How are Ukrainians responding to this news, Franco?
Well, there's been a lot of support for Biden's words. Zelensky, Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, praised Biden. He said Biden was speaking, quote, true words of a true leader. But other members of parliament here have wanted Biden to do more. And they want him to back up the rhetoric with more and heavier weapons. So they still want more.
Mm. Is there a belief, Franco, that there is enough evidence to prosecute Putin for war crimes at this point?
You know, I was just talking to a war crimes investigator today, and the reality is they're just getting started. You know, he said there is a lot of evidence of possible crimes, but it will take time to get all the evidence, to document it, and to analyze it. And he acknowledged that these cases are very difficult to win in the international courts. They're very complex. But he said even if Putin is able to escape conviction in the international courts, he said just collecting this evidence and documenting it for history is also very important.
Mm. President Biden also announced that the U.S. would offer another $800 million in military aid. Quickly, Franco, how significant is that? And do Ukrainians think it goes far enough?
You know, the money is very significant. It shows that there's ongoing support from the United States and from the West. And Biden says the money is to help counter the anticipated next offensive by Russians. And it's going to go to special things like artillery and armored personnel. So I think it is very much appreciated.
That's NPR's Franco Ordonez in Kyiv. Franco, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jane.